Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps. And thanks.
Earlier this month, the U.S. Supreme Court handed down a landmark ruling on environmental law, which in effect told the Bush administration that the Environmental Protection Agency must regulate the global warming gas carbon dioxide. And on the very same day, the High Court handed down another major environmental ruling. The justices upheld a law that requires utility companies to install new pollution control equipment if they expand the capacity of old power plants. The ruling centered on a section of the Clean Air Act known as New Source Review. A group of electric companies led by Duke Power had argued that the provision didn't necessarily apply in all cases in which they upgraded their facilities. But by a 9-0 vote, the justices rejected that argument. As Living on Earth's Jeff Young reports, though, the New Source Review case is far from closed.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're very delighted that he would come and spend time with us today, Administrator Johnson.
It was EPA Administrator Stephen Johnson's first public appearance since the Supreme Court's decision in the Duke Power case. Duke's charged with violating the New Source Review section of the Clean Air Act, a rule that says old power plants must install pollution controls if they increase their emissions. When Johnson had his chance to brag about this clean air victory, he seemed strangely subdued.
As we have looked at the way our New Source Review program has been administered, we see there are some roadblocks and stumbling blocks. So what we're trying to do is trying to sort through that.
It's the sort of non-answer officials give when they're in an awkward spot. Johnson is in the process of rewriting some of the very rules that Duke and other power companies are accused of violating. And EPA didn't even want the justices to hear the Duke case. It was up to an activist group, Environmental Defense, to take up the suit.
Yeah, we're doing a lot of that these days in the environmental community.
That's Eric Schaefer. He directs a group called Environmental Integrity Project. Schaefer once led EPA's Civil Enforcement Office, but quit to protest the Bush administration's handling of New Source Review. In the late years of the Clinton administration, the EPA used that part of the law to file suits against Duke and about a dozen other power companies. Some agreed to settle and install pollution controls. But when the Bush administration took control, EPA's new leaders said they were changing New Source Review. Schaefer says that encouraged power companies like Duke to fight the enforcement.
We had filed our lawsuit against Duke in 1999. In came the Bush administration and basically shut us down. And now we've got the Supreme Court saying the law that we were trying to enforce, in fact, was good law, and saying it unanimously. It's very satisfying. It is a sweet, sweet victory.
But the court's decision does not end the dispute. The justices issued a narrow decision about how emissions should be measured under the law. That leaves other important arguments up to lower courts to figure out, so Duke and other companies can fight on. Schaefer insists it's worth the fight when you consider the dangerous pollution at stake.
This is very much a public health issue. If you win a New Source Review case, you get a major cleanup, and you get healthier air as a result.
Not so, according to the EPA official who helped rewrite New Source Review.
People who say those things don't understand how the Clean Air Act works. This case and the decision by the Supreme Court will have probably no impact whatsoever on emissions from power plants.
That's Jeff Homestead. He's now with Bracewell & Giuliani, a K Street firm that represents the energy industry. Before that, he was top air pollution regulator for the Bush EPA. Homestead says New Source Review had become so complex it no longer worked. He says companies didn't know what the law was and were so afraid of lawsuits they couldn't upgrade facilities to improve efficiency.
My job was not to create more lawsuits. It was to do the best possible approach for cleaning up the air.
The EPA position was very much in line with what industry desired to happen with the New Source Review. Is that just a coincidence, or was it indeed making changes on behalf of industry interests?
What we were all about, and what I hope the agency is all about, is to be making the right decisions from a public health perspective. And after a lot of analysis, we largely agreed that the industry in this case was correct.
Homestead says while the cases against Duke and others drag on, other regulations the administration started are already at work. He points to the Clean Air Interstate Rule, which is already cutting pollution. Eric Schaefer says that's still no excuse for undermining new source review.
They came in arguing enforcement doesn't work, and they did everything they could to make sure it didn't work. Had this administration not come in and weakened enforcement, these plants would already be getting cleaned up.
The EPA's new source review changes are not complete, and it's not clear how the Duke case will affect the agency's effort. Some states and environmental groups sued to stop them, and one of those challenges could well end up back in the Supreme Court. So what will become of new source review? Maybe EPA Administrator Johnson's non-answer is the best answer we have.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned.
For Living on Earth, I'm Jeff Young in Washington.
Coming up, a new study links asthma to persistent toxic chemicals. That's just ahead, right here on Living on Earth.